From London, we present a thriller for radio by Barclay Mather, The Sand Leopard. Episode 4, The Rendezvous.
Straker and his mate Casey have been chartered by Karyanidis to take the Peregrine down to the Red Sea with two of his men, Pete and Abdul, aboard. But once through the Suez Canal, they are overpowered by Pete and Abdul, who prove, in fact, to be working for Perry and the mysterious Sergei, who have also come aboard during the night with Ali, a young Arab.
Hold it, I tell you, I'll blow your head off. Oh. Now, back up there.
Casey, back up there.
Go on. Both of you. Back. That's right. Now, just what happened, Sergei?
My own fault, I'm afraid, Perry, my dear. I was holding the chart down with both hands, and the gallant captain seized this opportunity to try and get my gun.
Sit down there.
I'm all right
now. No, you're not. Sit down. Casey, take the wheel and get back on course.
Okay.
Well, that's more like it. Abdul, keep this gun on Casey.
You need some help, boss?
No. I don't want you here for a moment, Pete. Wait outside.
I reckon it's about time you gave me my gun back. You can see now that you can't trust these two guys.
Pete, I said wait outside.
Suit yourself, but don't blame me if
get out.
All right, I get out.
Straker, apparently our warning didn't penetrate that concrete skull of yours. All right, I'm giving it to you once again, and this time is the last. Make one more move like that and it'll be curtains. You lout. You great hulking lout! Here. Sergei, you'd better go and lie down, my dear.
Yeah, you better take care of him. The guy's turning green. Meal tickets aren't that easy to come by,
are
they?
Oh, you slay me, Straker. Abdul, don't stay in here with these two mad dogs. Sit out in the forecastle and watch them there. Any jiggery-pokery, don't take any chances. Deal with them.
No jiggery-pokes, Miss Saab. Captain Saab, hard cases are big trouble. Boom, 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 boom. I fit, no?
Come on, Sergei.
Muffed it again. He had both his hands occupied. I could see the gun outlined in his hip pocket. If only I'd rabbit-chopped him, I could have got it. I won't be so lily-fingered next time.
I'd lay off for a while, Geth. That dame really meant it. She was fair spitting with rage.
Don't worry. I'm taking it subtle from now on. Listen. You notice anything about the engines?
Yes, I've been noticing it for the last few hours. I speed it up. But the throttle levers are still central at 10 knots.
You're telling me? I sneaked down into the engine well 2 or 3 times during my last couple of watches below, and I advanced the controls down there gradually so they wouldn't notice anything.
Ah.
Yeah, she's getting along at not much less than 15. I'm still marking her position on the chart as though she was only doing 10. And I've got this compass testing magnet. I'll slip it into the back of the binnacle when that lug Abdul isn't watching. It'll throw the needle off a couple of points. They won't have a clue what's happening.
So that means that we're
good. It means that we're going to get down to Perim by tomorrow night. And they'll think we're still a couple of 100 miles to the north of it. With a bit of luck, we'll have these lugs under lock and key by breakfast time.
Yeah. I see what you mean, yeah.
You got something on your mind?
On my mind? Oh, no, nothing like that. Only
what?
Well, as matters stand, we're supposed to be making for Aden, as per our original orders from Karyanidis. He'll be waiting for us there.
Yeah.
Well, fine, that's it. We take up where we left off. Right back on our charter.
And what about these people?
Well, that's up to you, isn't it? You either prefer charges against him or you don't.
And what makes you think I won't?
Oh, well, as I say, that's up to you, but they haven't actually done anything to us, have they?
I don't follow you, Casey. Haven't done anything to us. They slugged us both over the head. They took my boat under arms. And you say they haven't done anything to us?
Well, that wasn't them, was it? I mean, that was those two Herbs, Pete and Abdul.
But damn it, they're working for Sergei and the girl, aren't they?
Well, We don't actually know that, do we?
Oh, Casey. Casey, come down out of that lovely pearly pink cloud, will you? What's the matter with you?
Well,
whose side are you on, anyway?
Well, there's no need to start asking questions like that, Geth. You know damn well whose side I'm on. Wouldn't mind so much if it wasn't for the girl, you see.
Oh, that's... Oh, you've taken a dive for the canvas, have you? You stupid goat.
Oh, don't talk to your head, Geth. You know that's not it.
No?
Oh. Well, all right, yes it is. But, damn it, I'm old enough to be your old man.
You sure? So is Sergei. That doesn't seem to be cramping anybody's style. You needn't let your age bother you, Casey. Just the size of your bankroll.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I don't think yours would qualify.
All right, then, yes, it is the girl. But just because she's such a bright little clipper, she can laugh. She's been through a tough time.
Casey, give her a break. You start talking that way, Casey, and I'm going to take a poke at you. A good hard one. Now you listen to me. They're a pair of jailbirds.
And I'm another. Maybe it's a fella feeling.
Don't talk like an idiot. There's a difference in being run in for getting drunk and fighting the cops and for what they've been in for. She's a dope peddler. You want me to draw you a blueprint of what that means, do you?
Well...
I'll settle for a good clean murderer in preference to that type of filth. Any day. Holy sailor, Casey. You may have reached a dangerous age, but don't let it run you into shoaling water on a lee shore.
Oh, all right.
All right, you say the word. What's it to be? Are you behind me in this? Or do I go it alone?
Oh, Geth, you know I'm behind you.
All right. Good. Just so we know. All right, we better not be seen talking too much together over the next 24 hours. You better beat it now.
Okay.
Oh, Casey.
Yeah?
Keep your thoughts pinned on that barmaid in Wellington you got stuck up in the bulkhead down below. She's a more wholesome
type.
Now,
look, Strikey, you can go take a fly and leave out of the stern.
All right. Keep your denims on.
Abdul, how long are you keeping that up for?
That very nice Cindy love song, Pete. All about boy who sell his camel to buy wife. High class, very Zano.
Is that Ali still sick?
Ali? He's still down below, very sick. He say, never on little ship again, never again.
Okay. Up on your feet. Listen, it's just getting dark. The boss wants me to take the wheel over. You've got to stand by, facing the wheelhouse. I think he's going to have a showdown with that skipper guy. I wish he'd let me handle it.
Ajit, what do you say, Pete?
Skip it. Stand by with your gun. Maybe they're going to be trouble.
Ah, trouble. Okay, always plenty trouble.
Ah, Captain Straker. And how are we this evening?
Look, I don't like having you aboard my boat, but at the moment I got no option. But if we could dispense with the heartiness, I'd be much obliged.
As you wish, my dear Captain. We'll get straight to official business, then. Would you mind showing me our present position on the chart? No little jokes this time, Captain. As you will see, Abdul is standing by outside with a gun, and Pete is ready to relieve you at the wheel.
Yeah.
That's better.
Right. Now, course 170. 10 knots, current slightly against us. That'd put us about... Yeah, there.
Only there? You surprise me. Now, at a guess, I'd have said we were well to the south of that and considerably further east.
Navigation doesn't happen to be a matter of guesswork. That's the position.
And you say our course is what? 170 degrees?
That's right. And I happen to be...
Well, that being the case, Captain, how is it that the pole star is over the port quarter and the planet Alpheoptera is over on the other side there?
Huh?
Now, I'd be inclined to say that you were a good 15 to 20 degrees east of that. Course 150 or 155, say.
I suggest that you look at the compass.
Yes. It says 170, all right. Strange. Still, as the ancients used to say, the stars cannot lie. I wonder if anything is throwing it out. Just a moment.
Keep your hand out of that binnacle.
Watch it, Straker. Just you try anything.
Ah, here we are. This is what's causing the trouble. Well. Yes, an innocent little piece of metal like that. I wonder how this got in there.
It's a compass corrector. It must have slipped.
Very probably. How fortunate we found it. Now, Captain, we come to the matter of speed. Lying out there on the stern deck this afternoon, idling my time away, as usual, I noticed Perry throw a cardboard carton out of the galley. And it struck me how quickly it shot by and disappeared in the wake.
Oh.
So I stood up and watched it through my binoculars, counting the seconds on my watch. Now, allowing for a free board of 5 feet, plus my range of vision through an 8 magnification glass, say 320 meters, and an apex angle of...
Sure. You're a clever man.
15 knots. Or slightly better, I would say. Wouldn't you, Captain?
Yeah. How dead right you are. Okay, so I fiddled the compass and boosted up the speed. What are you going to do about it?
Nothing except thank you. Mm. The chart, please. Yes, that would put us about here. We'll be roughly just where we want to be at daylight. Splendid. Well, Captain, I don't think we need bother you any more tonight. You're at liberty to retire and get a good night's sleep in for once.
I'm sure you've earned it.
I'm staying here. I'm not letting you monkeys run my boat through the darkness.
By all means. I'm afraid I'll have to ask for your undertaking not to interfere with the working of the ship, though.
Oh, go jump in the ditch.
Supper up. Casey, my love, put the tray down here, will you?
Oh, hi, Casey. Giving the little woman a hand, are you?
Well, kind of, Skipper.
Good, well, here's another one. And Casey, you lousy duck crawling punk. Do you think I don't know where this lug got his information about the course and speed?
Captain Stryker, you appear determined to make a Western film of the more banal type out of this voyage.
Oh, the great lug.
All right, my dear, I'll handle this one. Don't move, Captain, or I'll puncture your duodenum for you.
Yeah.
Very painful. Captain.
Sir.
Captain Saab, Oscar Kamre, Minrako. Agar koi taklif hai?
Maro. Theek hai, sir.
There, Captain. Abdul's orders are clear. And he's a simple soul. Any trouble?
Kill.
That's what I told him. Now go to your cabin.
You cheap.
Well, I don't know what that was all about, Geth, but if it lets off any steam, you're welcome.
Shove the lug down below, Abdul.
Oh,
come on, get your cotton picking
irons out. Nice admiral you're sailing under, Casey.
I only knew what it's all about.
I think he rather jumped to the conclusion that you'd given me some information about changing the course and speed, Casey.
Well, you know about... I mean, I wouldn't know.
It's all right, Casey. I've known about it all along. You see, in my palmier, more respectable days, I've done a lot of deep-sea yachting. I've got an ear for an engine beat, and a bit of rule-of-thumb navigation is not beyond me when we've got a sky full of heavenly bodies up there. It suited my purpose, so I said nothing.
You thought it? No, I'd never rat on him. I think I'd better go down and put him wise.
No, Casey. You see, with a modicum of good fortune, this thing will be over by the morning, and you'll both be free to continue on your journey to Aden.
Well, that'll be something.
Meanwhile, I don't want any more explosions from our volatile captain. So I'm afraid I must insist on your remaining here.
I guess I got no option.
You haven't, Casey boy. But that's no reason why we shouldn't be amiable about it. Well, supper now garnishing the bulkheads. I'd better go down and rustle up some more. The great gorilla. That was a nice bit of bouillon beans a la coq au vin.
What's the course, Pete?
Due east.
South 10 degrees.
South 10 degrees it is.
Hold on at that. We should be raising the Ras El Mudra light sometime within the next few hours. Long, short, long, too short, according to the captain's book here. When we do, I want to stand up and down parallel to the coast, but well clear of it until daylight.
Aye, aye. Say, how's about telling that Freya to give me back my gun? I don't feel good without it.
All in good time. Just watch your steering, will you?
Look here, you got no call to talk to me.
Pietro. Il mio Pietro. Haven't we had enough violence for one short trip?
Okay. Only don't blame me if that lousy skipper tries to jump you again.
Admiral. Miss Saab, say go catchy breakfast. I'm just taking this coffee into the skipper.
Oh, Mr. Hard Casey Saab, I get order to stay this place. I stay.
Abdul!
Gee, Miss Saab!
Yana! Ashri!
Oh, Haji. That's different. I very hungry. I go. You want key? Here.
Ah. Skipper, coffee?
You go to hell, Casey.
As you say. When we get to Aden, I'll take my dummies ashore.
You will and how, brother?
Just one thing I'd like to get straight on the record first, though.
Yeah, what's that?
I didn't tell that guy, the girl, or any other lug on this tub about the change of course or speed.
Oh, is that so? He just figured it out for himself, did he?
Just figured it out.
Yeah.
And if you've been up in that wheelhouse with him all night like I have, you'd know how. He's made a landfall smack on the Ras El Mudra light, just as he said he was going to. That commuter knows about boats and navigation. And someone's been having his legs pulled. And somebody else got a smack in the eye because of it. That's all. Enjoy your coffee, Skipper.
Hey, Casey, do you mean to...
I mean just that. What you believe is up to yourself. I'm through.
Now, wait a minute, Casey.
Skip it.
No, Casey, come here.
Let go of my arm, Straker. I don't want to add to your grief by hanging one on your jaw in your own boat, but if you...
Casey, I wish you would. I've got it coming to me. Oh, I'm sorry, old timer. I've been going half bats down here all night. I think I'd rather have lost the boat altogether than have that happen. I don't know what came over me. It's just...
For Pete's sake, forget it. Skip that. It's all right. Just one of them things.
No, it's not all right.
Listen, I'm the injured party, and if I say it's all right, it is all right. It'll cost you a bottle of scotch and a couple of pounds of camel steak when we get ashore.
All right, you're on.
Now, I better tell you what's been happening.
Yeah. Well, I don't deserve it, Casey, but... Well, thanks.
Skip it, Geth. Now, right. Well, Sergey changes course and says he's making for the Ras Light.
Yeah?
And he does. We raised it about 3 this morning, and we've been standing up and down until now, just after first light. We're about 7 or 8 miles offshore. And it looks like the last place ever made. Just bare, sunbaked rocks and sand, with a lighthouse up on a headland. Not another damn thing.
Ras El Mudra, eh? Yeah, if I remember without the book, that's an unmanned automatic light. Deserted hunk of coast with reefs 20, 30 miles offshore. So the Red Sea traffic keeps well clear of it.
They ain't missing nothing. Well, Sergey and the girl are a bit guarded in what they say in front of me.
Sure.
And Pete gets his ears pinned back every time he opens his yap. But I rather gather they're meeting someone here.
Yeah?
Then they're all going ashore. And we too are free to continue our trip. There's been a lot of chunnering between Sergey, the girl, and that Arab bloke Ali, all in Arabic. She seems to handle languages as good as he does.
Yeah, she spoke about 6 to my knowledge. And she could cuss in about 6 more.
Well, and... hear that?
What?
I thought I caught the sound of a motor. About the beat of ours, I mean. Listen. No, that must have been a mistake. No, hang on. Yeah, there it is again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Long way off.
I'll hop back on deck and see what gives.
Yeah. You go. Oh, Casey, if you can pull that darn tarpaulin back off the skylight, I'll be able to see out for myself.
I will do. I don't know what they want you to do at the moment. Admiral was on guard outside your door, but they called him off. Anyhow, I'll leave it open. Be seeing you, Skip.
Right.
Hello, Mr. Casey. How's Admiral Gloomypuss this morning?
Oh, he's all right, Miss Perry.
I'd have seen him in Hades before I'd have taken him any coffee.
Oh, we understand each other. Hello. Is the motor Dow making for us?
It is. Casey, Sergey wants to speak to you.
Where is he?
In the saloon. Go and see him, will you?
Sure.
All right, Pete. Heave to now. Just keep about here, with a touch of the engine from time to time if you think we're drifting too far inshore.
Aye, aye.
Casey, what are you doing?
Just getting this tarpaulin off the skipper's skylight, Miss Perry. It's hot as hell down there.
Leave it.
Oh, come on now. No need to be spiteful about it.
Leave it. Abdul?
Gee, Miss Saab.
Go down and lock the Captain Saab in.
Jihan, Miss Saab.
And then come back on deck.
Ajay, Miss Saab, Ajay.
Come on, Casey. Come on. Into the saloon.
Come in, Casey. How far off is the dhow, Perry, my dear?
No, still a couple of miles. She's pushing against the current, so it'll take her some time yet.
You'd better not be seen on deck again.
Oh, that's all right. I've been keeping on the blind side of the wheelhouse.
And at all costs, keep Ali out of sight.
Oh, he's below. He won't move till we tell him.
Good. Well, now, Casey, we'd like a little cooperation from you.
I'm sorry. Not without the skipper's okay.
In his present frame of mind, I don't think he'd be ready to listen to me. We just want you to act naturally. Put it this way. The people on that dhow coming up to us expect to see you, Straker, Pete, and Abdul on board. Two of them will be coming over to us. Right. As soon as they set foot on board, I want to get underway, quick.
I don't get it.
Well, don't strain anything. These two lugs won't come on board if they suspect anybody else is here. So we just want you, Pete, and Abdul to be seen. The rest of us will stay undercover.
You're asking me to cooperate in a kidnapping?
Cooperate nothing. We're just asking you to be your great, lovable, dumb self, you cluck.
Well...
Oh, all right, then. If you won't do it willingly, it'll have to be done unwillingly.
Well,
you get out there and do just as you're told, Casey. There'll be three guns on you. Abdul's, and he'll be right alongside you, and mine and Sergei's from undercover.
Well, if you do that, I've got no option, have I? I'd be working under duress, as the skipper would say.
Casey, under that battered skull of yours, I believe a great intellect virgins.
All right,
out you go. But Casey, please, no nonsense. You're rather a pet, you know, and I'd hate to do anything nasty to you.
Have a look out of that porthole, my dear. I think she's pretty close.
Yes. Yes, coming up fast. All right, Casey, out you go. Oh, and if they ask, just tell them Straker's below, not feeling too good. Nothing more.
Miss Perry, I think you're a very wicked young woman.
Hey, you're telling me. I spent more days in solitary on bread and water than you've clouted cops. Go on, out you go. Oh, and I don't want to labour it, but remember that there'll be a couple of discreetly hidden guns pointed right at your back trouser buttons.
I shan't forget.
Okay, Casey. Don't try nothing, Moho. The sharks around here eat anything. Even old longshore steeps like you.
Pete, I'm going to ask these people for one last favor before you leave us. That's to give you and me the foredeck for 3 little minutes. And I'm going to beat the ears off you, you lousy little junkie.
What do you call me?
Get back to the wheel. If you blow the game now, you'll be shark meat too. Casey,
right,
buckle it up. I'm warning you.
Oh,
you.
Right.
Watch them, Abdul. Answer, Casey. Answer, I tell you.
Ahoy there! Mary Straker!
Go on.
Not too good. He's below in his berth.
Right. You now, Pete. Get out on deck where he can see you.
Right.
Hello, boss. You coming aboard now?
Yes. But how are you, Koroi? What then?
Tell him we're all right.
Fine. We got plenty.
We better get some more. Long run. Bring her alongside and we pass it right over.
What now, Sergei?
Nothing for it, my dear. We mustn't let them get suspicious. Answer okay, Pete.
Okay.
Right. Make it snappy. We do it up all day.
That's Carrie and Edie.
Do you think it was Santa Claus?
Listen. I wasn't arguing about you putting it across a couple of your pals, but you're asking us to do the dirty on our own charterers now.
That's too bad, isn't it?
You're tooting it is. The skipper's not going to like this.
Start up, Pete. Get moving.
Aye, aye.
This is going to call for a little finesse. We'd better have Abdul up in the bows ready to take a line. Abdul? Ke samne jao. Muskarasi pakro.
Aji, sahab.
Casey, you stay right there.
Okay.
Pete? If any of them try to swarm aboard, go into reverse quickly. Got that?
I got it. Santa Maria. They got a couple of 100 Arabs aboard there. Say, I don't like this, Sergei. That guy gets his hands on me after I stood him up, he'll cut the lever out of me.
I won't give him the chance, my friend. I'll do it myself if you start panicking now. Come on. Ease her forward gently. Just until Abdul catches their line, then check her.
Bring her right up under the stair.
Answer, Casey.
I don't like it, I tell you. We've taken this guy's money.
Answer, I tell you.
Count me out, mister. I don't fight my own bread and butter.
What's the matter with you there? You are asleep? Casey!
Pete, you answer.
No good, boss. The guy's been belting the bottle ever since the skipper's been sick. He don't know if it's 8 bells or Broadway.
Oh, brilliant, Pete.
Well, you bring her up then. Come on, get a move on.
Bellyache about it, Pete.
I'll do my best, boss. But I ain't used to her. Not in close work. Just chuck Abdul a line and I'll do my best.
Call yourself a goddamn sailor. All right. Here is the line. Abdul. Macro.
Aji, sir. I got him.
Right. Make fast and we'll haul you alongside.
Seki. They're hauling us in. Right under the counter.
Keep cool, Pete. Keep cool.
Right. Me and Landau and a couple of others are going to drop down on your deck now. Stand by. In a bit more. In a bit. Okay. Here we come.
Karyanidis! Watch yourself! This is Straker! We've been hijacked!
The fool! He's got under the skylight!
What the panic? Not powder! All in! Don't let them slip!
Look out! Casey, look out!
I've caught my bundle.
Casey!
Astern, Pete! Astern!
Casey!
That was the fourth episode of The Sand Leopard, a serial in 8 parts by Barclay Mather. The part of Geth Straker was played by Neil McCallum, Perry by Christine Finn, Casey by Gerald Wells, Karyanidis by Andreas Malandrinos, Sergei by Malcolm Hayes, Pete by David Bauer, and Abdul by Geoffrey Matthews. Production for the BBC was by Robin Midgley.